In the area where we live, we have to be hooked up to cable TV to get any TV reception at all. For me, one of the best parts about that is that we get the Home and Garden channel, HGTV. I love enjoying the creativity of people who design beautiful landscaping and choose lovely colors and decor for their homes. One of the programs carried on this channel, however, especially caught my attention. It's called I Want That. The program features new inventions for the home, all the latest gizmos and appliances. I had to laugh when I first heard the name of the show because I recognized that the producers had latched onto a very human trait. We all tend to want the latest and best of everything, whether we need it or not. This human characteristic reminded me of something Richard Foster wrote in his classic book, Freedom of Simplicity. When taken as a whole, the media commercials constitute a worldview, a rival religious philosophy about what constitutes blessedness. We are told by television that the most idiotic things will make us insanely happy. The plan is to change "that's extravagant" into "that would be nice to have," and then into "I really need that," and finally into "I've got to have it." Yes, like Eve, who saw the beautiful fruit on the tree, I find it easy to say, "I want that." But the Apostle Paul reminds us, "Be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" It's true. When we know we have God and that He will never leave us, we have the most important possession in the world. Really, the only one that matters.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.